Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 60. Jace. When I opened my eyes and came back to consciousness, it was dark again. I didn't know what day it was or how much time had passed, but I must have been out for a long fucking time because Rick stood on the other side of the room with a fresh set of clothes on. Has it been 1 day? 2 days? 3? I made sure not to make any sudden movements and listened to his conversation on the phone. He walked to the only window in this dingy place and glanced out at the snow as it fell from the dark sky. He grunted and nodded.
How long will you be? I can't spend another fucking night here. I'm not a babysitter.
My entire body tensed, and I opened my eyes as wide as I could. His gun wasn't on his hip, but on the table, like it had been earlier. The cloth he polished it with lay next to it, but there it was, out in the open and ready to be fucking used. When Rick turned in my direction, I closed my eyes and lay like a dead man.
If you want me to kill the kid, say the fucking word, he said through the phone.
When his voice faded and seemed a bit farther away, I opened my left eye and winced at the pain coursing through my body. If he had plans to kill me, I needed to kill him first.
You sure?
He said, looking out the window. Fuck, I needed to act quick. After a slight pause, he nodded.
All right, see you in 30.
Gathering all the strength I had left, I pushed myself to my feet and sprinted to the table. Rick turned around as I started for the gun and rushed after me. I grabbed the grip at the same time he did. We fumbled back and forth with it for a few moments, the muzzle pointing toward the ceiling. It went off once, a bullet going straight through the drywall. Then another bullet fired off, the kickback nearly making my hand slip off the grip. Rick slammed his shoulder into my cracked ribs, probably in hopes that I'd let go, but I couldn't. This was my only fucking chance to kill the person who had disposed of Mom's body and to escape death. I didn't want to see Dad again, and I surely didn't want Allie to see me like this. So using all the strength that I had gained from years of football, I turned the gun in his direction, pointed it straight at his head as he continued to struggle against me, and shot the gun 3 times until his body fell limp. Blood spattered everywhere, on the walls and on me. I thought I'd feel better, but I couldn't feel shit. My hand shook as I dropped the gun. I had never killed a man before. Never fucking used a gun. I didn't want to be like my father. Had vowed to never kill anyone like he did. Fuck, I said, backing up until my back hit a wall. I needed to clean this up. But first, I needed to find Allie. I pushed the fears running through my head aside and grabbed his cell phone from the floor, picking it up and dialing Allie's number. I held the phone to my ear, searched the room for a pair of car keys, and waited impatiently as the phone rang and rang and rang. Allie, baby, I said through the phone. When she didn't answer, I hopped into an SUV parked out front, stuck the key into the ignition, and sped away from the abandoned cabin in the woods where Dad would come to see me. I'm coming for you.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.